Well, happy Monday to you, and welcome back to the DriveCast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. I do the majority of teaching at our Lewis Center campus. And this past weekend, we jumped back into our series called Kingdom Values, where we're looking at the big idea that living in the kingdom means giving towards the things that matter. And so we've talked about this idea of kingdom, but just by way of reminder, that we've defined the kingdom of God as his eternal spiritual ruling authority over everything. It's eternal, which means it's right now. It's not something that's just going to happen in the future. It's spiritual with authority, which means that God is sovereign, even when it doesn't look and feel that way. So God is a king right now who is shepherding all things, good and bad, towards his eternal purposes. And this past weekend, we talked about this event that we typically refer to as the widow's mites. So Jesus has just talked about the teachers of the law and how they take advantage of widows and instead of trying to come alongside them whenever their spouses, maybe in their context and culture, would die, rather they try and take their property. And so the next thing then that occurs is they go into the temple and they watch people who are wealthier come and make their offerings and their donations. But this widow comes in and offers two mites. And Jesus's comment is that she gives more than the people that day who are wealthy. And so we talked about the two reasons that Jesus says that. One, in verse 44, he says, they all, meaning the wealthier folks who gave out of their wealth. In other words, we're saying that the blessed life has a principle of priority. It's a principle where we give to God first. Last week at Lewis Center, we talked about the me monster and how often that we can center things around me, myself, and I. And we all know people like that, right? The one-upper is what we call them. But we looked at this example of Elijah in the Old Testament where he met the widow, we call her the widow at Zarephath, and he asked her to, by faith, prioritize God first, and that God would refill her jar and refill her oil, not only for her and but for her son as well. And it's really the principle first. So as we give to God, not out of surplus or not out of leftovers, but we give to God first, what we learn is that in that act of faith, we have this awareness of God's blessing in our lives. And it's really the faith-filled, abundant life that we're all looking for. The way that we've said it throughout the series is that we can live appropriately, save wisely, and give generously. That helps fight that tie in our hearts that money is a means of security, because sometimes fear becomes the enemy of faith. And Jesus, the way he said it in Matthew 6 is, can any of you by worrying add a single hour to your life? So the blessed life has a principle of priority, but not just that, it's also a principle of percentage. He said, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all that she had to live on. The reason that this woman gave so much, Jesus says, is just, you know, she gave it so much of a greater percentage of reality in faith. And last week, we talked about Malachi chapter 3, verse 10, where God says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessing on you. And it seems like 10% is a great place for us to start in terms of living a generous life. So we give back to God 10% of what he gives to us. And we try and help people do that at our church through a number of ways. We do life groups on Financial Peace University. Right now, we have a life group called Thriving in Love and Money that's led by Bruce and Carrie Holt. So to try to help people live this kind of generous life, to imagine a different kind of life where they pay off debt and then have the ability to live in just radical, crazy generosity. We want to live that out in the coming year in our vision by helping rural churches. We talked about that in our LifePoint Online platform, but not just rural churches. We also, we want to help student ministries. If you could imagine students all over different places being able to join us if they don't have student ministry at their church, or maybe they want to develop student ministry at their church. I'm so grateful for what God is doing at a recent cross-campus student gathering. We had 400 plus students. And man, I'm grateful for our student leaders who invest in them week after week. You know, at Lewis Center, we had the opportunity this week to baptize a young man named Ryan Sevilla. And Ryan was involved in middle school ministry. Years ago, and people invested in him. I remember him being in Dave's group, and Dave just week after week after week, he was involved in C3. When he was in high school, going to those C3 weekends. But recently, Ryan joined. He joined the Marines, and it was during boot camp that all those seeds that were planted in his life in middle school and high school, that they all came to fruition, and he came to faith. So we had the opportunity to baptize him, and his life has changed so much. His battalion, the guys in his battalion, refer to him as their personal chaplain. So he's obviously living out his faith, leading a Bible study amongst the soldiers there in his unit. And then secondly, we had a young girl named Maddie get baptized this week as well. She came to know Christ in LifePoint Kids, which is not unusual. That happens from time to time. But what is unusual is that Maddie was led to Christ in LifePoint Kids by two high school students. It was Anna and Paige who were able to lead Madeline to Christ. So it's just so encouraging to see what God is doing in students. And we want to see that multiplied over and over and over again. So our prayer is that during this series, you are prayerfully considering joining us in this vision by filling out a Kingdom Values commitment card and letting us know what your planned generosity is over the next year. It'll help us as we budget for next year, what to plan for, what to dream about, what we're going to be able to accomplish and do. I'm grateful for those of you who've already filled your card out. You can do that just by going to lifepointohio.com, and there's a pop-up on the homepage there that you can fill out your commitment card. You know, I said to our church last week, we plan for vacations, we plan for promotions in our careers. There's no reason that we shouldn't plan to be the generous kinds of people that God wants us to be. So I'm going to pray that into our lives, and then I'll allow you to pray. God, you have John 3:16 valued us. You sent your one and only Son to die on a cross, a bitter, terrible, awful death, out of this generosity of spirit so that we could come to know you. So today, God, we start there. We live out of the reservoir of your love, not out of the reservoir of our capability or our circumstances or what we think about our capabilities or our circumstances. But God, today, we just start our day by leaning into your love, believing what you say about us. God, I pray you'll help us to become the kinds of generous people that you want us to become. Now you pray.